In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get down to business as we are now joined by Jane Levy here to talk all things winter meetings. Miss Jane, how are you doing today?
Oh, I was up checking the wire to see if anything happened. Boy, does that date me, the wire.
The wire, yeah. Great
to
show.
See if anything happened overnight. Maybe you're way ahead of me. I don't know of any.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Anything since, the one-dimensional Kyle Schwarber went back to Philly and the Mets screwed up again.
Yeah, that's about right. Pretty much nails it. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. No, I'm kidding. I'm glad that you're joining us today. as we're talking to Jane Levy here, best-selling author and biographer for New York Times, and joins us to talk about baseball in the winter meetings. What do you see happening with the Kansas City Royals this year? Obviously, we're biased. We love this city. We want this team to go get a star outfield bat, maybe two. Can you see that in the future for Kansas City?
I think your team has been remarkably well managed over the last several years, and both financially and from the dugout. You know, one of the things I write about in the book is, of course, the looming end of the current collective bargaining agreement, which is at the heart of which is, you know, the lockout that's going to take place that Rob Manfred has already promised, which is over the fact that there's no salary cap. And I talk at length about how unfair it is to teams like the Royals, who, you know, who live in a limited financial market and have to use all their smarts in a world where there are fewer minor league teams for them to develop players in. And, you know, I mean, I think you guys had somewhere around $40 million annually in your TV revenue as compared to the Dodgers with their 25 million 8-year contract with Spectrum. And so, you know, it behooves people to be incredibly smart. And can it be done? Yes. Look at the Brewers. They choose very wisely. I'll be very interested to see if they sell off Peralta, because that's what they've done before, you know, as they did with Corbin Burns. But I love your team, and I love the athleticism of it and the youth of it. And somehow there are teams where you take somebody like Seth Lugo, and suddenly, after being not so great with the Mets, you know, suddenly he can pitch. Wow, somebody figured out how to use him right. I actually have high hopes for Kansas City.
And obviously, you're a bitter Mets fan, right?
No, my father was the bitter Mets fan.
Very good. You have a new book out called "Make Me Commissioner," and I want to know, like, we will talk obviously about the lockout that is coming for baseball. Dusty and I have been talking about that for the last year or so, just kind of preparing everybody for what's going to happen. But if you are made commissioner, what's the first thing you're going to do as commissioner?
Oh, well, that's easy. I'm going to allow all kids age 10 and younger to get in free if accompanied by a sober adult.
A sober adult.
The swaths of empty seats. You know, baseball has a problem that, for example, the Chiefs don't have, which is to say a huge inventory of both numbers of seats and games. Mm-hmm. And an aging audience. And while it has gone down some, according to MLB statistics, and attendance has gone up some since the new rules were imposed in 2023, quickening both the pace of the game and the length of the game, the fact of the matter is every time a television camera pans the upper deck on a weeknight game, it's a message that says that nobody's coming. So let's fill up the seats. And in fact, I had a friend who's a baseball economist run some numbers using the Chicago Cubs menu. And if in 2023, which is when he did these numbers and we're about to redo them, a kid was purchased a small hot dog, a small soda, you know, cotton candy, and a small cap at Wrigley Field, it would have cost the Cubs in 2023 $4 million. And there is no baseball owner so broke that they can't afford that. And that was the same year the Cubs paid Jason Hayward $21 million to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So some of this is about using your money wisely and teaching kids, because we need a next generation of fans to learn to love the game early.
Talking to Jane Levy here, got the book coming out, Make Me Commissioner, as Bob just asked you the question, what you would do, obviously. But if you were the Royals, what would you do if you were their general manager this offseason?
Well, I think you're right. They need a couple of bats, and they need, you know, I don't know who you've got in development at this point that's coming up and how close they are. But, you know, I'd go for the, you know, the second tier bat. But I probably would put all my money in one guy and say, come play with Bobby Witt. You know, don't you want to be on that train? Don't you want to be where there's athleticism and somebody who actually has some allegiance to a place and has already said this is where he wants to be? I mean, it's, I don't understand what happened with the Mets and Diaz, you know, and Nimmo, but something's wrong in the Mets clubhouse because people obviously don't want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
The money was almost the same for Diaz. And Nimmo was like, you know, sure, I'll waive my no-trade contract. I don't know. Let's see. Who would I go for? You know what would be really fun? You put all your money out there for Bellinger and screw the Yankees.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, Dusty's been on that. I love that too, Jay. And I think that would be outstanding. That's not only a power move. That is a, whoa, baseball's on notice move. The Royals are here. They just beat out the Yankees.
Exactly right. And, you know, there are some moves. And I was being nasty about Schwarber. I mean, Schwarber's obviously one of those clubhouse guys. He's yep. so much a part of the fabric of the Phillies that they had to re-sign him. Mm. You know, maybe somebody could have overwhelmed him with a ton more money than $150 million, and he would have thought twice. But I doubt it. That was a move they had to make, just as the Mets had to outbid the Dodgers. I mean, it's yeah. just like... And apparently there's some mess up there about whether they were given a chance to reply to the Dodgers' offer. But $3 million and you don't keep that guy? That's not smart. Now, of course, you know, he's a pitcher. He could get injured tomorrow, and that amount of money could look very stupid tomorrow. That is also a lesson of the Dodgers. And the thing that worries me most about – you know, baseball this offseason, yes, it's the looming lockout and the fact that there's a commissioner who thinks it's smart to start the season as he did last year by announcing, yeah, we'll have a lockout. It's the new norm. But it's okay because it's kind of like using a 22 rather than a nuclear weapon. I mean, how is that a way to invite people to invest their hopes, their dreams, and their dollars in baseball?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
No
it's absolutely crazy, but they have to do something really dramatic about the pitching arms and to send a message not only to players that, you know, yeah, we see what this is doing to you, but also to fans. Yeah, we get it. You can't root for guys who aren't on the field. I added up all the figures starting way back in 1975. And we're over 3,000 Tommy John surgeries of the three kinds that are now being used. And yes, the surgery's improved. And yes, you can come back from it. I think there are 151 repeat offenders. But it's tearing not just ulnar collateral ligaments. It's tearing the fabric of the game. Because the thing fans have made clear in this World Series is they want to see old-fashioned baseball. They want to see shortstops like Mookie, who instituted the wheel play when, God forbid, Rob Thompson from the Phillies called for a bunt. And they want to see pitchers go long into the game. They want that kind of heroism. They want, you know, maybe Yamamoto's trainer should be, you know, hired by MLB to train all the pitchers in MLB, because somehow he could do what Randy Johnson did in 2001, what Koufax did in 1965. It can be done, and it has to be, because having starting pitching go 5.2 innings on average is turning people off and hurting players and the game.
No doubt. Jane, we appreciate the time. Keep doing the Lord's work, what you do. We'll maybe check in a little bit later on in the baseball season.
Would love to do it anytime. I got buddies out there. I actually saw my first Bananas game in the Monarch Stadium.
Oh, cool.
That was a revelation.
That was awesome, so, yeah.
Yes, it was Mr. Bill Lee who blew me a kiss from behind home plate.
Hell yeah.
Actually, he didn't blow me a kiss. He came right up to the net, and he plunked one on my cheek.
Ooh, damn.
So through the netting. So there you go.
Do the netting. That's a bucket list.
I mean, as you guys have such a great baseball city. I love it.
Appreciate it, Jane. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jane.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, a conundrum. Not the juice, but worth the talk. Next, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
There's juice all over the place.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Big one tonight, Mac. 9 o'clock, Spurs, Lakers.
Huge.
NBA quarterfinal.
That's right. Suns, Thunder, Spurs, Lakers. Can't wait.
Yeah, the NBA Cup, I don't know.
Not in.
I mean, it makes me like it more. Make because the players care, but I don't care about the cup. I don't remember who won last year.
I was going to ask who won last
year. Remember.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of the teams in the league.
I know the Lakers won it 2 years ago, but I can't remember.
Well, yeah, LeBron hung a banner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were so excited about it.
Yeah. That was last year.
No, I think that was 2 years ago.
Have they had this for 2 years now?
Yeah, this will be the third.
Yeah, this
NBA
is really
Cup.
The Lakers won it the first year they had it. And everyone's like, of course, LeBron.
Yeah, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs. It's like, okay, this doesn't matter.
But for them, for their pockets, it does.
Yeah, exactly. So if they're going to care more and play their hardest, then I'll watch. Yeah, it makes me watch. Like, I bet on these NBA games specifically because I know the starters are going to play.
Yeah, and there's something, you know, to be said about that, because if it's a normal NBA game, the starters don't play.
Nope.
Somebody from the 816, going back to Jane Levy's comment, Dusty wishing he could kiss Cags through the netting.
Yeah. I enjoyed that conversation with her. And she talked about Bellinger becoming a Yankee or becoming a Royal from the Yankees, right? And Dusty's pants got real tight. And so did mine. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's the guy that I fished out at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you've been on him since the season ended. And I'm with you. I love Cody Bellinger. I think he'd be a great addition here in Kansas City. But, you know, again, it goes back to having that money to spend and go out there and be competitive. And for the Royals, when they open 119th, which I think they're expected to announce next week, you're going to have all those other revenue generators out there that can help you go out and win these battles in the offseason with a Cody Bellinger or whoever it is in 5 years. Once you have more money to spend and go out there, you can win these battles. That's why we have the new stadium coming online for the Royals, is because this is the time of year that it's going to benefit us, because, oh, look at all the money that we made in the surrounding restaurants and bars and all that stuff at a 365-day-a-year venue that we can put back into the team. And we've already seen John Sherman put money back into the team. Imagine when he actually has money being made at the stadium that he can put back into the team. It just makes you excited as a Royals fan.
Shifting gears to the Kansas City Chiefs and one man named Travis Kelce, as we talk about this conundrum. You guys have had the wine conundrum before?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Either way, wine makes you, because sometimes gives you a headache, you know, because you have too much of it. And sometimes having this thought process of this conundrum could give you a headache.
If you drink the Black Rooster wine, no sulfates, you won't get a hangover.
There you go. But the conundrum of this Travis Kelce topic is, should he come back? Right? And we asked the poll question today, which is on the Fan 965 on Twitter, and that is, do you want Travis Kelce to come back next year? And emphasis on the word want. And out of the, let's see, I'll reload this. There's at least 141 votes on it this morning. As of 186 votes since we've had this poll question up on the Fan 965, do you want Travis Kelce to come back for one more year? 57% of you say no.
That's crazy. I am stunned by that. And I'm actually proud of that.
So,
me too.
And I don't think this is a Kelce is washed or he's old or whatever. I think the reason why it's okay for Travis to walk away this year, because we played the Dana Hughes audio from earlier where he was looking at him from his binoculars and saying that he was taking it all in, which is what he said. Travis Kelce is no doubt going to go down as maybe one of the greatest Chiefs of all time. We know what he's done in here. We know what we're thankful for. We had a whole day dedicated. Hell, I skipped my birthday for Travis Kelce Day. And I think the conundrum that you have is what happens when your heroes get older. And that is something that is going to happen. He's not going to play football forever. And maybe this is it. And maybe it needs to be it, because we've spent a lot of time this morning talking about how the wide receiver room is down and how the offense has maybe hit like this stale point. And maybe some of that is a good problem gone bad. And maybe that is too much leaning onto Travis Kelce from Patrick Mahomes and too much emphasis of him being involved in the offense. He's your leading wide, he's your leading yards leader in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Receiving
leads,
yards leader, yeah.
He leads the team in receiving yards. He shouldn't be doing that at 36. And that's not a knock. The fact that he's doing it at 36 is a yin and a yang, because the yang would be that there's no wide receiver one that's really gone over that. And I know you can say on the text line and probably tell me right now in your car, if you're listening, you're at your desk at home saying, well, if Rashee Rice played all year, I would assume that he would be the leader.
But he
probably
didn't.
But it did not happen. And I think what has happened is, I don't want to give it the analogy of training wheels, but they're safe, right? You're not going to falter with training wheels. At least you shouldn't. And everybody has to make that jump. You're a dad. You've done it where you have to take those off and say, hey, go. Like, you're going to have to learn.
Hard
this is
to
the
do,
way to,
though. And I will say from like
100%. One of the hardest things to teach a kid is to ride a bike.
I'm talking about like the car now.
Right.
Right. Like as much as I want them to drive and it makes our life easier, which is Travis and Patrick, it's hard to say, yeah, you can go do that, because you long for the days when they were young.
And to take that vice off, to be able to like, hey, you're going to have some bumps and bruises. You're going to wreck on your bike. You're going to scrape your knee, whatever. Just learn from that. And then all of a sudden you'll realize that was a really fun time, but this is a lot more fun. And I think that with Travis Kelce leaving the team takes away a vice, which has been a very good vice, a Hall of Fame vice for years with Patrick Mahomes. It's no doubt they're best friends. They have a restaurant together. They hang out all the time. There's significant others are best friends and all sort of stuff like that. But at some point in your career, you're not going to play with Travis Kelce forever. They're not the same age. So I think doing that puts more emphasis on what you need to have in your wide receiver room, because your number one target in Travis Kelce is no longer there. And then you see the fruits of your labor go completely wild, because now you're like, well, I don't have 87 there. Now I'm going to learn to ride this bike on my own.
Yeah, and I'm going to come kind of full circle with this. Mm. You know, years ago, people were mad when I said trade Travis Kelce. But this offseason, everybody's available for trade. That's what you have to do to get better as an organization. And I think this offseason, I say I come full circle because I don't want Travis to go. But I also understand letting Travis go would probably be the best thing for the overall organization. And that's how you have to view it. We talk micro and macro all the time. Micro, we want Travis Kelce here forever and a day, and he can walk out whenever he wants to go. Macro is, we've got to grow this organization now. And I still think he can play. He's shown it this year. He's been fantastic this year. There's been nothing wrong with his play this year. But also, as we're starting to realize now, there's no other offensive weapons in the barn right now. There is zero at the barn when it comes to offensive weapons. There are no running backs of which to speak, and the wide receivers are mid at best on this football team. I don't know that they have a number one, maybe not even a number two real wide receiver now on this team.
We're down on Rice. He's had a drop issue, but he's a number two.
I don't know that I can count on a guy who can't catch the football consistently, and that's my take on that, and I'm not going to budge. If you can't do the thing that you're supposed to do consistently, I just don't have room for you, right?
Which is why he'd be a two. If he was catching consistently, he'd be a one.
But is he consistently enough to be a two at this point? I don't know the answer to that question.
Bink laid it out. He's going to have 1,300 yards if he plays all season, right? It's a pretty damn good year.
Could be, but we don't know. Those are things we don't know. Fair. That we're just guessing. We don't know if he gets hurt, or gets blown up in Sao Paulo or whatever the case may be. But as far as I'm concerned, we just don't have that next weapon right now on this team. And as long as he's here, which is a good thing, but the bad thing is he really, because of his presence, and this is not something that Travis has done, Patrick Mahomes has always been like, yeah, but Travis will always be there. Yeah, but Travis will always be there. And you can see there's no chemistry with anybody else with Patrick Mahomes. None. None whatsoever on this team. But there is all kinds of chemistry with Travis Kelce, and that comes from years of being together. But the best thing for this organization to grow and to take that next step would be for Travis to retire and, remove him from the scenario and allow Patrick Mahomes to start forming other relationships. Because even if he comes back, he's back for one more year. You're just delaying the fact that Patrick Mahomes needs to start forming relationships with other guys on that roster and try to find that chemistry with other guys. But as long as Travis is here, it's human nature to say, Travis will be there. It'll be fine. We'll take care of stuff.
And not only Mahomes, I'll extend that to Andy Reid.
Sure, yeah.
You've gotten complacent as a play caller, as a schemer. Oh, well, Travis Kelce, he'll just run his own route. Oh, is improvise. Oh, they'll figure it out.
They'll run
a curl route, and then it'll open up. It's going to be fine.
How do you not have that?
Of course, no, it makes
process.
Sense. It's justifiable for
Absolutely.
Both of them. But I'm just going to say, I'm going to hold Andy to that responsibility as well to say, we could be a little bit more creative or innovative with this offense, but Kelce will just figure out where the space is. Mahomes will find it. It's the best connection we've ever seen in the game, and that's not hyperbolic. So it makes sense to have that sort of, we're good. They need to get rid of that, and they need to have some urgency. And
I mean, Travis has said, and I'll go back to the Houston Texan playoff game. Sorry to jump in.
No, he said,
you know, on that play where he was surrounded by five guys, he said, I didn't even know I'd be there. Mahomes did. And he says that a lot. Like, Mahomes knows where I'm going before I go.
Yes.
And that's great, but it's also hindered the development of others. And in this league, in the NFL, you have to constantly be developing the next. Quite honestly, I'm talking offensive weapons, not just tight end. They've not developed an offensive weapon since Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill's, you know, doing what he's doing, and Travis is here. Who's next?
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill's one of the most, like, athletic freaks we've ever seen in the game. Like, I'll give some credit to the Chiefs for, you know, running back to wide receiver and the maturation of his progression, but that's also just like a freak of nature. Travis Kelce's kind of a freak of nature, and like all those things worked out. Like, what are you doing to like make a Rashee Rice guy who we know has talent at the base level, but with good coaching, he could really, you know, rocket ship to a next level that we don't have that coach here right now.
Let me ask you this though, again, sorry to jump, but what if these wide receivers are also looking around going, yeah, I'm going to go 90% because I know Travis is getting the ball anyway, and they're not putting in the effort. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there, you know?
Again,
that is human nature.
Since Rashee Rice has come back, it is not even a question. Rashee Rice is the number one target. I'll add that again. Like, target-wise, usage-wise, he is the guy. But I will say I did have a Kelce realization today, yesterday, talking to my brother. I got kind of emotional about it just because he's been in my life since I was like 14 years old, and all my big sports moments, I attribute a lot to Travis Kelce. I was at the first AFC Championship game with my dad when he did Fight for Your Right, and I'm crying, hugging my dad, and I'm going to really miss Travis Kelce. I'm not going to be here for Christmas, but I already talked to my brother. We're going to be in Nashville for December 21st, and we're going to that Chiefs-Titans game because I got to make sure I'm going to see him play one more time, man, because I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, and it made me think of the question, who's the first impactful athlete in your guys' lives that you've watched from start to finish? Because Kelce might be it for me. I remember Charles, but I don't remember that draft like I remember Kelce's draft and all these moments.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot that obviously
Gordon
I
is
have.
Mine.
Yeah.
I remember the day he was drafted. Yep. I remember the day I was at his opening day debut, and I was there when he made the catch, kind of similar to you when he banged against the wall in the ALCS against Toronto or against Baltimore. And
I mean, I could say Billy Butler.
And then I went and saw Alex Gordon get inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame. Like, I was at his opening day game of his career, first ever debut, and the day that he went to the Royals Hall of Fame, all in the same lifespan.
Are you talking about just with one team? Because it's very few in all of sports that have
not
been
to
like
be one
that,
team.
You know, like Derek Jeter's one that you can look at that, you know, Peyton. You saw drafted Peyton Manning, you know, Tom Brady, I guess. You know, you watched his whole entire career take shape.
A guy that you rooted for, though.
A guy that I rooted for. I'll throw Billy Butler in there for the reason of, because I remember the day they drafted him, and then he showed up the next day as a high school kid at Kauffman Stadium. And so I remember meeting Billy Butler when he was a high school kid still, and this got drafted into, you know, this organization. And so you watched him show up, and that was like 03, 04, whenever that was. You're like, man, someday this guy's going to be here. Fast forward 10 years later, you know, and the career's over, and it's done. And things happen, you know, so fast. But, I mean, I'm trying to think maybe as a kid, you know, who I kind of watched from start to finish, you know, most of the guys that I watched growing up as a kid, I don't remember when they were drafted because it was before I was really, you know, cognizant of what was going on. But I think for a lot of us, it's Moose, it's Haas, it's Kane, you know. You watch those guys come in, you watch those guys leave. This one just happens to be very long, Travis Kelce. I mean, he has been here for an entire generation of Chiefs fans. And that's why this one is going to be tough. And like I said, I want to make myself clear. I don't want Travis to walk out the door, but I know it may be best for Patrick Mahomes and this organization to be able to take that next step to develop those next weapons. It's hard to develop that next weapon when Travis Kelce's still here.
No doubt. Somebody says Salvador Perez, that athlete as well.
Yeah.
That could be one for you.
Yeah, right for sure.
Which,
absolutely.
Again, we'll both probably go down as maybe the two best players in their franchise's history. I guess Bobby Witt will eventually jump Sal, but it'll be Brett, Bobby, Sal. Whereas the Chiefs, you'd probably put, what, Mahomes, Kelce, and Lynn, Derek Thomas, somewhere around there.
Somewhere in that
field. So
they're both on Mount Rushmore, man.
Yeah. And it's not supposed to sound like a funeral from the text line. It's the conundrum that you have because of what the athlete was and has been and what the team needs to do to move forward. They need to get younger. They need to change things up. And look, the guy's getting married. Got a successful podcast. He's made tons of money. He's 36.
And the other thing, though, that would make this conversation easier if he was, like Carrington's been saying for 5 years, washed. But he's not. He's still producing at a high level, which is
And the team, and he said he didn't want to go out like he did in the Super Bowl. The team might not go out the way he wanted to, but he's going out fighting, guns a-blazing, showing everything he's got.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll be, you know, scalded at for the two drops that were massive in this year's season with the Jacksonville one and the Houston Texans one, both pretty much, or I'm sorry, the Philadelphia one, mm-hmm. both probably lost games. I'll be fair. Yeah. But Andy Reid went for it. That's also, to me, a lost mm-hmm. game. But again, I think that the reason that we're bringing this to fruition is that if you do want the team to expand and move on, there are tough decisions that have to be made. And yes, there is a tough decision for Travis Kelce this offseason if he does want to do it again at 37. So, I mean, it's
yeah, we're not even thinking if he wants to come
And that's
back.
The thing. And I go back to what Dana said about how he was soaking it all in and letting mm-hmm. everything come together. And you can hear all the people say about how he was a bad sportsman for not doing any sort of media availability. Maybe that's another red flag to let you know that he's checked out. Like, I don't need to talk to you guys anymore. This is my last year. I just lost. The season's over. I had a huge play. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want this to be something that I go back on and have to remember my life as if you had maybe somebody in your family that had dementia. Like, you have the opportunity to go see them in the state that they're in, or you can just, you know what? I just want to remember what I had, and I want to remember what the moment is, and I don't want to waste time doing that. So, yes, I don't think it's a good look that he didn't talk to the media, especially the way that he had played in that game. But, again, who am I to say what he should do? I'm not his PR. I'm not him. But if that's not how he wants to go out, that's not how he wants to go out. But to me, that was one of those things where you talk about Dannon's comments, you talk about not speaking to the media. Maybe he is done. And it's not just us saying we're trying to get rid of him. That's not the conversation. The conversation is if you're going to get younger and you're going to get better, you have to bring in youth and you have to take away the old stuff. Like, that's just the way that it goes. Like,
yeah.
We don't do shout it out. We don't do the library. We don't do a lot of things that they used to do on Fesco in the morning. This isn't Fesco in the morning mm-hmm. anymore. This is Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. So it is
and
what
we're on
it is.
FM.
Right. So,
damn right. But you have to change and you have to evolve and you have to get better. And the one thing you don't want to do is stay too long. This is the perfect time for Travis to peace out. The contract is up. He's having a great season. Yeah, the team didn't play well, but you're not going to look back and go, God, that last year of Travis was Emmitt Smith in yeah. Arizona yep. or, you know, Patrick Mahomes in Arizona or whatever the case may be. Like, we're not going to have that. And but, that's a good thing.
I mean, from the 6-2-0, to your point, Kobe scored 60 in his last game. Like, it's okay to have some.
That Christmas Day game going to be lit, man. It really is. Like,
yeah, no cap.
Yeah. Like, nobody knows, or everybody knows the season's over.
Yep.
They're playing against the Broncos. Travis's last game at Arrowhead Stadium, most likely. It's going to be insane. It's going to be crazy. I think they're going to put on a show that day. Like, I've been excited about Christmas Day since the schedule came out because I know what is going to happen there on Christmas Day. Like, they're going to introduce Travis Kelce, and it may be. Sorry, 142.2. It may be it may break that record. It may be that loud. Now, depending on how many fans show up, like, I think you need to be at Christmas Day. If you've got tickets, you need to be there because it could be the last game for Travis yep. Kelce, and you'd punch yourself in the nuts if you missed that.
Now, what I could see, because people say if he does retire or doesn't want to call it quits, would he go to another team? That I can't see. But what I could see is he does retire. They're a great team, mm-hmm. but they lose a weapon, and Andy picks up the phone and says, hey, Travis, you got like 5 games in
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
you got and 2 months? Comes back and does that.
You want to do something that
I'm all for that.
Philip Rivers is doing.
Genius,
yeah.
dude. All for that.
Yeah.
87 still there. We yeah. didn't take the nameplate down just in case. I don't know. We'll see.
Comes back, wears like 82 or something.
It all just, oh my.
Ew.
No.
Well, I saw a picture of Kareem Hunt and something. They were talking about Kareem Hunt yesterday. It was like the picture was so old. He was wearing number 27 in the picture.
Oh,
I'm
geez.
Like, if you're going to talk about Kareem Hunt, at least have an updated photo, AP or whoever AI it was.
Boy, you know, it's a Wednesday when the next topic is the worst place to take a dump what? Here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Heavens knows where this topic's going to keep going as we dive into the final segment here in the 8 o'clock hour.
I think it'll be the most responded to question we've ever asked on the text line. BBL stinky.
Big time. Because in the rundown it says, where is the worst place you've had to drop a deuce?
That's right. Did you see this story that came out of football the other day about some guy pooping on the sidelines?
Yeah, the Larry Izzo.
Larry Izzo
is his name.
Right.
He got a game ball from Bill Belichick, according to, now this is ML Football that released this story, but I'm sure they stole it from somebody
and didn't tell you who they stole it
Correct.
From.
Correct. Yeah. So Larry Izzo once got a game ball from Bill Belichick for taking a blank on the sidelines and not having to risk missing part of being on the field goal team. Izzo is now with the Washington Commanders as their special teams coordinator.
Right.
And then it just says in all caps, football guy.
Of course, yeah.
Nothing screams Jay Binkley more than this story. Yeah. So, yeah, it's begs the question, where is the worst place you've ever had to do it?
Mac?
No, he gets it. I can go first. So I don't know how many people are familiar with Sandstone or Ariza Amphitheater.
Matt Ariza Amphitheater.
Right.
Yes.
The bathroom is quite intense and quite, what's the word I'm looking for?
Not conducive.
It's very intimidating. Every stall is within a knee's length away from each other. And then they have one little stall that's right when you walk in. And boy, did the bubble guts hit me before a concert. And I had to go. We thought it'd be a great idea to each Chipotle before we went to a concert because then we'd have a full base and then you could, you know, handle yourself a little bit better in the concert. Not so much. Had to go in the little door. Felt like I was in purgatory. Ugh. And, you know, a lot of, you know, drunk cowboys. Any longer? I got to go, man.
What concert was it?
I think it was Turnpike Troubadours.
Okay.
And I already have a horrible sort of thing with public bathrooms. It's okay. One of my, I can't pee in public, been ruined ever since I went to the trough at 7 at Arrowhead. And then you have to go into this little, you know, cell and do it, and you're just getting harassed. And I'm like, sorry, guys. I apologize. Go ahead. Guy sits down. Well, at least the seat's warm.
Oh, no, he didn't.
So I had to get out of there fast. That was the worst place I've ever. And I mean, you talk about anxiety.
Yeah.
I felt like Harry from Dumb and Dumber. It was one of those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're not using the toilets broken. No, it's just shaving. So yeah, it was terrible. And I can only imagine what the top tech says in airplane.
I don't think that's that bad. I mean, it's tight and you know, it's bad for the others on the plane.
Stinks for them.
And you know who's coming out, especially when the line's long. Yeah. Dude, sorry.
It's at least halfway clean. You know, they pass out wipes on the plane. Now you can clean everything off and whatnot. So the plane wouldn't bother me. It would bother everybody else.
On
the sideline in a football game. So you could be out there for a field goal attempt.
That's rad.
I mean, that is as meathead as it gets right there.
The
hardo football fan is like, yeah. And everybody else is like, you got to poop? Like, do Lamar and run off the field.
Yes.
What about you, Mac? Where's your worst place?
There's a bar in Knoxville called Uptown
that everyone went to. Friday at Odyssey.
Yeah. That was more than that. I've just felt like I was swimming. That's how much pee there is on the ground. It's disgusting. Talk about cowboys. These are 19-year-old, you know, 21-year-old, my fault. Drunk people in the stalls. Hey, you getting there? You know, that whole thing. So all
you
that.
You getting there? No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Turtle heading.
Definitely that.
That was the worst one. So for me, I'm looking at my Maps app now because I can never remember the name of the street. There used to be a gas station at 71 and Prospect, Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard and 71 and Prospect, that kind of intersection right there. There's now a brand new Phillips 66 on that land. There didn't used to be a brand new Phillips 66 on that land. There was an old school gas station there on that land. And I remember driving out to either Kaufman or Arrowhead coming from this area. I'm like, I think I could probably, oh no, I can't make it. There's that gas station. And I went, oh God. And Dusty, you probably remember this. Mac, I don't think you do because I don't know that you're old enough. Maybe you do. Remember you had to get the key to use the bathroom at the gas station back in the day?
I've had to do this.
You had to do that. So you had to go in and get the key. It's on a big long stick. And then you go into this creepy back door to use the bathroom on the back side of the gas station. And
turns
you get
into
in there.
A Saw movie.
And exactly.
Hello, Fesco.
Yeah. And it looks like you don't know what's taking place in this bathroom. It was nasty and all that kind of stuff. But when nature calls and you got to go, you got to go. And I'll always remember that gas station, that bathroom, getting that. I think that's the last time I got to get a key for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Walk around that backside, use prophylactics every. I mean, it was a disaster. And then you have to go to the bathroom and sit there and just think about, like, what's going on. It's the fastest I think I've ever got as well, you know? And so I'll always remember that gas station as the worst place that I had to go.
A lot of construction workers.
I bet, yeah.
Porta potty when it's -3 or 103 outside.
What's worse? I would imagine 103 is worse than the -3.
Yeah,
three.
Horrible. Yeah. Our buddy Joe Summers says, mine would be at 105 degrees in a disgusting Coachella porta potty under the influence of many things. It was an absolute disaster.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine in there being like, dude, I'm on some fungi, man. I don't know what the smells are, man.
Could you imagine being at any outdoor festival type concert and having to go?
That sucks.
No.
Definitely not.
Oh. Yeah, that just can't happen.
Or even like an Arrowhead, you know, and having to
not get a chance.
Like the bathrooms, like at the Porta John, you got to take a dump by your tailgate, and that's awful.
Think about that guy in Jurassic Park. He went to the Porta John and got ate by T-Rex. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Yeah, I don't know. I just like to be at my home sanctuary when I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm. I can't find the exact text now, but we had a guy that said he took a poop in a porta potty in Afghanistan. They were taking mortar fire and he was taking a dump.
I wouldn't need a toilet at that point.
Yeah, dude.
That guy's a hero.
Yes, I'd have a bowl of chocolate put it in my underpants.
You're in like an area that's getting bombed and you went into a porta potty to take a dump. Like, so now you're in a
porta
potty.
Or he was doing it and then fire happened.
But like, could you imagine being inside something you couldn't see out of and all of a sudden bombs are going off around you?
Ugh.
Multiple bombs.
Yeah. Yes. that's the winner right there.
Yeah, that's it.
In a desert fighting for this country while bombs are going off in a Porta John, you win, man.
Somebody says Porta John in Kuwait when it was 125 degrees.
That's the guy. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, you win, man. I don't know that there's anything worse.
Well, sometimes you cannot wait, even if you are in Kuwait.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, that is terrible, man.
That always reminds me of that. Have you seen Friday?
Yes.
Don't think so.
John Witherspoon, that scene. Or no, it's Next Friday.
I did not see Next Friday.
Next Friday, John Witherspoon's like eating a burrito. And I feel like we all feel this pain, but he's eating like a burrito. He's like in the car. He's like, put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby. And then he finishes it. And then he gets stuck in like Los Angeles rush hour. Oof. He's like, oh, man, I got to take me a blink. And then he goes to the gas station. And some guy's like, give me the key. And it's attached like a hubcap.
Yeah, right.
He gets
to
the door and some guy comes out. And he's like, hey, what's going on, man? Did you? He goes, get out of my way, man. I got to take a crap. All right.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Peter John Witherspoon, man, what a great guy that guy was. But yeah, you should watch Friday and next Friday. They're pretty funny.
Okay.
Friday's really good.
Solid so movies,
stupid.
Dude.
It's good.
You got knocked the blank out.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker, man, the old days, man. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to our poll question. And plus, who's the most important Chiefs, I guess, member in this offseason to keep things rolling in the way that we like to see here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Men's wieners.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.